Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Future of the Responsible Company, What We've Learned from Patagonia's First 50 Years, is a business and management book written by Vincent Stanley with Yvonne Chouinard, published by Patagonia. It revisits and updates the ideas first developed in The Responsible Company, while reflecting on 5 decades of Patagonia as both a commercial enterprise and an environmental actor. The book is not a corporate memoir in the usual sense. Instead, it uses Patagonia as a case study for examining what responsibility means in business when climate change, biodiversity loss, and social disruption are intensifying. It combines philosophy, practical guidance, and organizational reflection, showing how a company can think about quality, stakeholder obligations, ownership, and long-term survival together rather than as separate concerns. The book is aimed at readers who want a concrete model of responsible capitalism, especially in a period when businesses are being asked to move beyond harm reduction toward regeneration. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Patagonia as a case study in responsible business over 5 decades. The book is built around Patagonia's internal history, but its purpose is broader than recounting a company story. Stanley and Chouinard use Patagonia's first 50 years to show how responsibility develops through experimentation, correction, and repeated reassessment rather than through a fixed corporate slogan. That matters because the book does not present Patagonia as a perfect model. It presents the company as one that kept asking what a business owes to employees, customers, communities, and the natural world. This makes the book useful as an analytical example rather than a promotional one. Readers can see how a company can stay commercially viable while making decisions that are not centered only on short-term profit. The book also shows that responsibility is not a side program added after success. It is embedded in product design, sourcing, marketing, and organizational culture. In that sense, the Patagonia story becomes a framework for thinking about what durable responsibility looks like in practice, especially for companies trying to align identity with action. Secondly, a shift from reducing harm to regenerating systems. One of the most important ideas in the book is the move from sustainability as damage control to regeneration as active repair. Patagonia has long emphasized reducing unnecessary harm, but the new book argues that this is no longer enough in the face of climate and ecological breakdown. The regenerative idea appears most clearly in Patagonia provisions and the company's interest in regenerative agriculture, which is presented as a way to restore soil health, improve biodiversity, and support carbon sequestration. This is a significant conceptual shift because it changes the goal from making business less bad to making it part of ecological recovery. The book does not claim that every business can become regenerative in the same way, but it suggests that all companies should reconsider whether their operations only extract value or can also contribute to renewal. That makes the book relevant to debates about supply chains, food systems, and circular economy thinking. Its practical implication is that responsible companies must measure impact over a much longer horizon and ask whether their products and processes help stabilize ecosystems they depend on. Thirdly, ownership and governance as tools for aligning mission with profit. A distinctive feature of the book is its discussion of Patagonia's 2022 ownership restructuring, which turned the company into a form of purpose-aligned business. The voting rights were placed in the Patagonia Purpose Trust, while dividend rights went to the nonprofit Holdfast Collective, directing profits toward environmental restoration. The book treats this not as a public relations gesture, but as a structural answer to a common business problem. Mission drift. Many companies speak about values while remaining legally and financially organized to prioritize private extraction. Patagonia's structure is presented as a way to reduce that contradiction by making the company accountable to its stated purpose. The key insight is that responsibility cannot rely only on individual leadership intentions. It also requires legal and financial architecture that protects the mission when management changes or outside pressure grows. This gives the book unusual relevance in business ethics discussions because it connects abstract values to corporate design. For readers interested in stewardship, governance, and ownership reform, the book offers a concrete example of how structure can enforce long-term responsibility rather than merely announce it. Fourthly, practical guidance for organizations that want to act responsibly. Although the book is philosophical, it is also deliberately practical. It includes frameworks and checklists intended to help companies translate responsibility into operational decisions. That makes it stand out from many sustainability books that stay at the level of general principles. Stanley emphasizes that a responsible company must consider quality, usefulness, employee well-being, community impact, and environmental cost as linked responsibilities rather than separate departments. This integrated view matters because many corporate failures come from treating ethics as a compliance function instead of a design principle. The book encourages leaders to ask what their business makes, whom it serves, how it treats labor, and whether it can justify its resource use. Its practical value is especially strong for managers and entrepreneurs who need usable language for internal conversations about procurement, product development, culture, and long-term planning. The guidance is not presented as a universal template, but as a disciplined way to think. That makes the book valuable for readers who want more than inspiration and need a framework they can adapt across different industries and scales. Lastly, a critique of short-termism and a redefinition of business success. The book repeatedly challenges the idea that success should be measured mainly through quarterly growth or shareholder return. Instead, it argues for a broader and longer-term understanding of business health, one that includes product quality, resilience, employee meaning, and ecological limits. This is not just a moral claim, but a strategic one. Companies that ignore environmental and social instability may appear profitable in the short term while undermining the conditions that support their future. Patagonia's experience is used to show that resisting short-termism can produce a more stable and trustworthy company over time. The book also reflects the precautionary principle, suggesting that businesses should hesitate before creating harm that is difficult or impossible to reverse. In the context of contemporary capitalism, this is a strong counterpoint to growth at all costs thinking. What makes the argument compelling is that it is not detached theory. It comes from a company that has tried to survive commercially while narrowing the gap between what it says and what it does. Readers come away with a more demanding definition of success, one that judges business by durability, accountability, and contribution rather than by financial output alone. In conclusion, this book should be read by business leaders, sustainability professionals, MBA students, founders, investors, and general readers who want a serious account of how corporate responsibility can be built into a real company rather than discussed in abstract terms. Its main value is practical and conceptual at once. It shows how responsibility can shape ownership, governance, product decisions, and organizational culture, while also offering a language for thinking beyond short-term profit. Readers interested in ESG, stakeholder capitalism, or regenerative business will find it especially useful because it does not rely on theory alone. It draws from Patagonia's history, including the company's recent ownership change, to show how mission and structure can be aligned. What distinguishes it from many books in the same category is that it is neither a generic sustainability manual nor a polished brand narrative. It is a self-critical insider account with concrete lessons, updated for a moment when climate urgency has made incremental responsibility feel insufficient. The result is a book that is both a case study and a challenge to conventional business thinking. If you would like to support Vincent Stanley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.